Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We have breaking news in the presidential election that we will begin with today. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker officially announcing just now that he is ending his bid for the White House.
Today, I'm suspending my campaign for president with the same spirit with which it began.
Booker wants to take away your hamburger.
Joining us now on the telephone is Sabrina Singh. She's the national press secretary for the Senator Cory Booker campaign.
Unfortunately, this was just not his moment.
This is about the closest I'll probably ever have in my life to an I am Spartacus moment.
And I still don't know who the real Spartacus is.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
Speaker Pelosi will finally send the articles of impeachment over to the Senate this week. The Senate's going to begin its trial.
Second thoughts about holding on for 3 weeks?
No. We feel that it was has produced a very positive result.
You live in a fantasy land.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
This is the dirty little secret that nobody is talking about, why the speaker held these papers. The Iowa caucus is on February 3rd. Bernie Sanders is in first place. He will be stuck in a chair because Nancy Pelosi held the papers different than what she said to the American public, why she had to move so urgently. This benefits Joe Biden.
There's been no factual basis for these allegations against Joe Biden. And to ask the Senate, do these investigations that the president fraudulently sought to get Ukraine to conduct would merely turn the Senate trial on its head. But that's not a fair trial. That's a sham trial.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Well, I think it's ridiculous. She should have sent him a long time ago. I was interviewed by Bob Woodward. He said, you actually look like you've won everything. You look happy. I said, I am happy.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
He did look happy when he was down in Mar-a-Lago. He really did. You know, I think Hunter.
Mar-a-Lago.
I think Hunter Thompson described Richard Nixon in the final days as a gin-soaked vegetable. You know, so drunk that he was speaking to the portraits in the White House as he was staggering around the halls. There's none of that with this. I mean, this is a joke. This is a joke. 844-500-4242. We wanted to do the death pool, though, tonight, just because if they do send the articles over, it'll probably dominate everything for the rest of the week. And so we wanted to do it. You know, Cory Booker suspended his campaign today. A couple of weeks ago, Don Imus suspended his life. And so he was declared the winner of the death pool. So now we have a new death pool. And with the congratulations to whoever picked Don Imus in the death pool. You know how the death pool works. You select a celebrity that you think is going to be the next one to shed his mortal coil. We can play the intro.
And now we attempt to determine who won't be coming down for breakfast in the near future. It's the Howie Carr Death Pool.
And of course, it's got to be somebody that we've all heard of. It can't be your next door neighbor. And it can't be somebody who just died 3 minutes ago and we didn't have his name so to get the Google alert that he's shed his mortal coil. So if he's already passed on, you're out. But otherwise, you can pick whoever you want. 844-500-4242. We're going to try to move as many people as we can, as always, in a death pool. This is the first death pool of 2020. Jay from Chelsea got in here on the first one. Jay from Chelsea, you're next with Howie Carr. The world is your oyster, Jay. Are you there, Jay? Hold on. Jay will be right with us here. Are we having a problem? We're having a problem. Okay. 844. This is what happens with the death pool.
Hello.
Oh, you there, Jay? Jay, you there? Are you there, Jay? See, sometimes we have technical difficulties that are just caused by gremlins or whatever. Other times we get deluged with calls. And this may be one of those moments where we're just, where the whole system is collapsing. Are you there, Jay? We're losing. Are we don't have him. I'll do, I'll do. See if you can work on it there, Taylor, and I'll mention something. This was a story I was going to get to. We may get to this at some point. This is something that I don't think Joe Biden has taken a lot of heat over this one yet, and I don't know why. He was in Iowa. And you know the way he operates. He just agrees with anything. Like most of the Democrats, he just agrees with whatever they say. You know, and the nuttier it is, the more enthusiastically he agrees. So he was at an Iowa campaign stop when a woman asked him about his focus. In Kenya, she said, we are trying to clean the environment. No plastic bags. You go with your own bag. Biden's response, I agree with you 100%. We should not be allowing plastic. And what we should do is phase it out. So he wants to phase out. First, he wanted to phase out coal miners, right? Now he wants to phase out all plastic bags. I mean, I think it's controversial here in Massachusetts. I don't care what anybody says. I know half the cities and towns have outlawed them, and they're moving towards doing it in some of the blue states. But I don't think outlawing plastic bags is a winner all the way around here. I think we had to knock everybody off the call in line just because it was too tied up. But anyway, this is ridiculous. This is like doubling the gasoline tax in Massachusetts and all the Eastern Seaboard states down to Virginia, the TCI, as Charlie Baker calls it, because supposedly that's going to prevent global warming. It's ridiculous. The carbon emissions are mainly a problem these days in places like India and China. We've cut ours way down. And it's the same thing with these plastic bags. America does not have a plastic bag pollution problem, says issueandinsights.com. A 2013 report discovered that plastic bags typically handed out by retailers only make up 0.6% of visible litter. Put another way, for every 1,000 pieces of litter, only 6 are plastic bags. Nor does America have a plastic bag landfill problem. They make up less than 1% of landfills by weight, and when they are compacted, they take up very little landfill space. Few of the plastic bags found in the ocean originated in the U.S. In Germany, a research center for environmental research said 90% of the plastic bags found at sea streamed in from 8 rivers in Asia and 2 in Africa. 1% of all, I repeat, all plastic in the ocean is from the United States of America. But Joe Biden wants to ban it all. These people are such dopes. The only thing is, he's really lucky because he doesn't get called out on this. Can you imagine if Trump said something this stupid? It would be covered around the clock. But Joe Biden, oh, it's just Uncle Joe. He was just trying to suck up to that report, caller. I'm Howie Carr.
They call him the Trash Man, but we'll call him Captain Howie Carr.
This is Deb in Danielson, Connecticut.
This is Greg in Boston, Mass.
This is Elizabeth in Wakefield, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Taste the amazing difference of ButcherBox by signing up at butcherbox.com/Howie and get $20 off your first box plus 2 pounds of wild-caught Alaskan salmon in your first box. butcherbox.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you believe Bernie Sanders told Elizabeth Warren that a woman can't win against Trump?
No, I don't.
53% do.
All right. Okay. I guess this is why she gets elected in this state, you know? People are kind of gullible. I mean, no matter how many times they get burned, you know? How many times did somebody have to lie to your face before you begin to get the picture that perhaps they speak them with forked tongue. 844-500-4242. I think we're going to have to postpone the chump line because, I mean, the death pool, because we just can't get it through. It's something's happened to our phone lines. And I think it has to do, again, with just the volume of calls, but I don't know. But that's okay. Stay on the line. We've got plenty of sound cuts and plenty of material. This is one thing I learned early in my radio career. Always come prepared for some kind of problem so that you can talk about it or at least play cuts. And one of the funniest cuts of the day, and I'm actually glad we have a chance to play it. Yesterday, the Seattle Seahawks were defeated by the Green Bay Packers in the NFC playoff game. And Marshawn Lynch was a running back. He was brought back. He was retired for a while, and he was brought back by the Seattle Seahawks. And so they were, the reporters afterwards were asking him, what did you learn, Marshawn, in your retirement? And he was talking about how, he realized that players don't take care of their money. They just think the money's going to keep coming in. And so he had some advice for some of the players. And it's pretty funny stuff. Cut 19.
I tell y'all right now while y'all in it, take care of y'all bread. So when y'all done, you go ahead and take care of yourself. So while y'all at it right now, take care of y'all bodies. You know what I mean? Don't take care of y'all chicken. You feel me? Don't take care of y'all mentals. Because, look, we ain't lasting that long. I had a couple of players that I played with that, they no longer here no more. They no longer. So, I mean, you feel me? Start taking care of y'all mentals, y'all bodies, and y'all chicken for when y'all, ready to walk away. You walk away and you be able to do what you want to do.
I want everybody to write that down. Take care of y'all's chicken.
Is that slang for something that I'm not aware of?
I don't know if it is. All I know is it's Mr. Gooner's favorite food, chicken. And I was just thinking that's what Mr. Gooner would say if he could tell people, take care of y'all's chicken so there'll be chicken for me. But it's, I think he just meant take care so you'll always have food. Isn't that what he meant? I don't know. I'm asking the VIPs. No, nobody really knows.
Maybe finances? I don't know. I have no idea what he could be alluding to. Maybe he really means chicken. I have no idea.
You know what? It's, Taylor, a chicken in every pot, right? Chicken in every pot. Take care of y'all's chickens and y'all's pots.
Sounds like pot had something to do with that sentence structure.
I don't know. He didn't play that badly in the game. He didn't fumble or anything. I don't think he's pretty old to be a running back, but he did okay. I thought 844-500-4242. Incidentally, for those of you who think that Bernie doesn't believe a woman could be president, this is a very brief cut, but it's Bernie Sanders in 1988, cut 22. Oh, cut 22.
My view, a woman could be elected president of the United States.
I mean, I just don't think he said it. And I don't think and even if he believed it, I don't think he would say it to her. Because she's not exactly the most trustworthy person, and you are going up against her for a very significant position. I just, I don't think, it just doesn't, it doesn't have the ring of truth to me. 844-500-4242. Okay, here's another good cut here. This is from Kerry. And Kerry babbled a lot of nonsense yesterday, one of which was that there were no scandals in the Obama administration. And he also said that we gave Iran a little bit of money. Okay, now we know what John Kerry thinks. This is a guy who used to sleep in his car within living memory, and now he's saying a couple of billion dollars is just a little bit of money. Cut 7.
Well, the president lied about that because we didn't give $150 billion. They didn't get anything near that. What they got in a totally separate arrangement, totally separate, was the settlement of a lawsuit where they won and they were accruing interest. And the average taxpayer of America was actually having to pay more and more and more interest to the Iranians for the fact that they had won this lawsuit and they were going to get more money. We gave them a little bit of money, that was released at that period of time.
A little bit, a little bit more.
Not as part of the nuclear arrangement. But the fact is, the IRGC had all the money it wanted. The IRGC wasn't starving at that point in time. And in fact, Iran owed billions upon billions of dollars. Most of that money went to pay off their debts and to facilitate their economic initiatives.
And some of the money went to terrorism. It continues along those lines. Some of it. But you know, it's, as the governor of Massachusetts used to say about welfare fraud, it was just a little leakage that went into producing IEDs to kill American troops and to finance terrorist operations from New Delhi all the way to Georgetown, right? New Delhi to Georgetown, that's a pretty wide swath of the globe, if you know what I mean. 844-500-4242. We're not doing the death pool tonight. We're having some phone line difficulties. We don't know what happened, but as soon as I opened it up for the death pool, we got enough calls in, and then the phone lines blew up. Just one of those things. Could this be, is this Russian collusion or is this Ukrainian collusion? Do we know who could possibly be responsible for this? All right. 844-500-4242. So let's have Adam Schiff. He was on The View. Was this today he was on The View? Adam Schiff was on The View today. He's a, he says that the Bidens, if there is a trial, the Bidens shouldn't have to testify. Okay. Cut 11.
I think what the senators would have to evaluate is, do the Bidens have any relevant testimony? And I think the answer is that they don't. What is at issue here is whether the president withheld military aid, withheld official acts like a White House meeting in order to coerce a country to announce investigations, not even conduct them, but just announce them to help smear his opponent. And there's not much light that Joe Biden or Hunter Biden can shed on the president's conduct.
Listen up. Howie Carr is invited.
I'm Howie Carr.
To his birthday party, and he's not charging you to win. Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Taylor's theory on our phone problems this evening is that Don Imus's ghost struck us down. The ghost of Don Imus passed. I don't know about that, but you know, we'll have the phones up and running tomorrow. We'll try to do the chump line tomorrow. We'll try to do the death pool tomorrow night. And I apologize to everybody who was dialed in and had been looking forward to it. But we'll be ready to go tomorrow night. 844-500-4242. But we do have a lot of stuff we can get to tonight. Just to go through, there was an amazing amount of good sound over the weekend, and one of the VIPs went onto the Urban Dictionary and checked out what Marshawn Lynch was talking about when he kept saying "take care of y'all's chicken," and I guess that's just slang for cash money, dough.
Why can't we just
moolah.
Say that? Why do we have to have a slang thing for everything? I don't get it.
I like you know what? I like chicken.
I've never heard.
I was reminded of what my dog would have said. Take care of y'all's chicken.
I've heard of scratch and chicken scratch. So I guess that's the next logical step, going to chicken.
I don't know. Take care of y'all's chicken. That's Marshawn Lynch's. That's his word to the wise. He's the financial advisor today for the National Football League. I guess, do you think he's telling Alex Cora, since Alex Cora now seems to be on the ropes with this this sign-stealing scandal out of Houston during the World Series, Alex, don't be bad-mouthing the president and take care of y'all's chicken. Or what is the Spanish word for chicken? Maybe that would make it easy.
Quileña?
Pollo. That's it.
Pollo. Pollo. I'm thinking of Portuguese. Sorry.
Take care of y'all's pollo. Alex, 844-500-4242. Let's see. Nancy Pelosi, you really have to wonder about her mental state. She went on with Steffi Stephanopoulos yesterday, and she was again peddling Russian collusion. I mean, how demented do you have to be? Cut one.
The President of the United States is in complete denial about Russia's role. As I have said, in terms of this president, all roads lead to Putin. He said he's not going to accept the assessment of our own intelligence agent that they were very much involved in 2016 election, that 24/7 now they are still engaged. He's trying to blame it on Ukraine and this silliness that has been debunked again and again. But he and his folks still keep advancing it. Everything that he has done, whether it's in Syria vis-a-vis the Turks, whether it's been in Ukraine in terms of withholding assistance as they try to fight the Russians, his denial about their role in our election then and now, all roads lead to...
Keep your arms out, Nance. It'll make it harder for them to throw the net over you. Does she believe any of that? Seriously. I love this one too. I think are these lines back up? They're back up. Okay. I want to play a couple more cuts though. We might as well play them. This is CNN's Aaron Burnett. The CNN anchor crowd has just been totally almost as discombobulated as Nancy Pelosi the last couple of days since the Iranians began screaming death to the Ayatollah and, tearing down the posters of the great, Persian poet Soleimani. The other day, I don't think Taylor found it, but, I guess Tapper was going, amazingly, the crowds are in the streets chanting death to the Ayatollah. He couldn't understand it. And CNN's Aaron Burnett was talking about how she was covering a riot or a demonstration or mourners, whatever you want to call them, in Freedom Square in Tehran. And even though they wanted to kill all Americans, they were really nice to her. I wonder why. You know, I don't think the Nazis wanted to kill people who were collaborating with them in the Bund during World War II either, you know? Cut number nine.
I will say I was in Tehran when they were chanting death to America once. I was at a rally. The people couldn't have been more friendly to me personally as an American. It sort of felt like a thing and a trope as opposed to anything that actually was seriously meant and considered. Well, I understand your point, Aaron, but having been there, my experience
right.
was
Aaron,
quite
you're in
it felt like a thing. Did it feel like a thing, Aaron, or a thang? Did you watch your chickens? Don't want to get your pockets picked and lose your chickens. All right. Okay. Elizabeth Warren. Now, we've talked a lot over the years about Michelle Kiselek, formerly known as Robert Kiselek. She was the guy who he strangled his wife. And then he strangled her so much, he strangled her with piano wire. He almost chopped off her head. He strangled her with such venomous malice. And then he threw her nude body in the back of his car and started driving around and was caught. And then when he was caught, he said he wanted to become a woman. Remember this? And the federal judge said, you're going to have to pay for his sex change operation, and then you're... Mark Wolf, a Reagan appointee, believe it or not, said you're going to have to pay for his sex change operation and then send him to MCI Framingham. And the DOC, the Department of Correction, under none other than Deval Patrick, not exactly a law and order guy, said, this is ridiculous. We should not have to pay for his sex change operation after he murdered his wife. And what do you think, what kind of precedent will we have set if we send a man to a female prison? And Wolf ordered him to pay. He was overruled in the First Circuit Court of Appeals. Thank goodness. But here is Elizabeth Warren saying that, one of the first things she's going to do is make sure that men can go to women's prisons. Cut 18.
We have to protect all of our people. And it works all the way through the system. You know, we were talking earlier about criminal justice. One of the things we have to think about as a nation, we have to stop putting trans women who are incarcerated into prisons with men where they are at risk. And it's our responsibility.
What about the women who are in the women's prisons? Are they at risk if you start putting trans women, also known as men, in the prison? Do you think that might lead to a few problems? Fake Indian? Oh, boy. 844-500-4242. Let's go back to Adam Schiff here. We're going to take some calls, but I just want to go through some of these. So Adam Schiff is on The View, and he's with his own people here. And incidentally, Abby Huntsman, who I never really thought that much of, she quit The View today. Her father used to be governor, and then he was the ambassador to Russia or China, and then now he's coming back to run for governor again in Utah. So she's going to manage the campaign. So she quit. But getting back to Schiff being on The View, he's talking about the Biden's testimony here. Cut 12.
It would convert the Senate trial into the same kind of a sham proceeding that the president sought to have Ukraine undertake. There's been no factual basis for these allegations against Joe Biden, no factual basis for the allegation that Ukraine, not Russia, interfered in the 2016 election. That is a Russian propaganda talking point. And to ask the Senate to do these investigations that the president fraudulently sought to get Ukraine to conduct would merely turn the Senate trial on its head. Now, that's something the president would love, but that's not a fair trial. That's a sham trial.
As a pencil-necked geek with a 9-inch neck, I know something about sham trials. I know something about star chambers. Watch me hop around the stage, because I know a lot about kangaroo courts, too. 844-500-4242. Rich, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rich.
Hey, Howie. Great minds think alike. You know, when I heard the Alex Cora thing, earlier today, and then I put your show on, you were talking exactly what I thought. I was thinking, look at, he didn't even go to the White House to celebrate the championship.
Right.
I wonder if there was any guilty feelings.
And he accuses, he basically accused Trump of being the worst president in American history. And now he's about to go the way of the Chicago White Sox, Black Sox scandal. Right.
Yeah, and Howie, he's probably been at the sign stealing his whole life because, I mean, as a player, what was he, a career 220 hitter?
If you're a career 220 hitter, you better figure something out that you can do, right?
Exactly.
And I don't think fielding is gonna actually keep you in the bigs. Yeah. No, I know. It's amazing how many people cross Trump and something bad happens to them. It's almost like karma is at work here. You know, payback is a bitch, as they say. Thanks for the call, Rich. Tony, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tony.
Hey.
Hi.
Yeah, I didn't tell Grace everything. I got some praise for Howie. He remembers stuff like... turn out the lights, the party's over. But you were talking about somebody else getting out of the race. That was Gene Watson, and you knew about Jan and Dean and a lot of things. That makes you not woke, because woke is not a compliment.
No. I remember Jan and Dean, but, you know, it's amazing, Tony, how few people remember Jan and Dean. It's like everybody who was listening to Jan and Dean has gone around the dead man's curve of life, if you know what I mean.
There you go. Yeah, I'm proud of you for knowing that. But what I called to talk about and told Grace was, I knew Roberts was a Trump hater a long time ago, and he appointed the new visa judge, which was an Obama appointee. So why would he, with all this going on, appoint another Obama appointee?
I know, especially when after 3 years of Trump, about what, one third of the judiciary in the United States is Trump judges. He could have picked the Trump judge.
Exactly. Oh, well. And also, Christopher Wray, I knew a couple of years ago because he said, quote, I knew he was a Democrat because he said, quote, the Russian Trump thing was, quote, not a witch hunt, unquote.
Yeah.
And that it is a witch hunt. So he's still showing he's a Democrat.
I know. It's really disgraceful. And this whole thing that he has to have, there's no bias, but I'm going to have bias training. And he has to spend 15 pages talking about what he's going to do. Why doesn't he just say, you know, we committed egregious sins and offenses. And I understand, you know, that Carter Page is getting ready to sue the feds for like $200 million or something like that. And probably there's a line of them that are going to be Sam Clovis, George Papadopoulos, all these guys that were targeted. They're probably all going to sue. But at some point, doesn't don't the relevant authorities have to admit that they did wrong? I mean, Christopher Wray had nothing to do with this. I mean, it's no skin off his rear end. It's not going to come out of his pocket. And isn't it a greater stain on his legacy if he won't admit that his agency did something wrong? I mean, wouldn't people think more of him if he admitted that they had committed these crimes? And it's no question they committed these crimes. And then he didn't appoint this guy Chris, but how is it possible that this judge, even though he is a pablum puking Ivy League, born in San Francisco, father worked for the Kennedys, liberal Boasberg, how can he appoint this guy Chris, who wanted to prosecute Devin Nunes for telling the truth about the crimes that were committed by the FBI? I mean, this is sick. This is police state level. This is something that used to happen behind the Iron Curtain. And the mainstream media is just totally looking the other way. The only place you can see anything about this is on the internet, on talk radio. Very few places are talking about this. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He's New England's talk radio king. He's Howie Carr.
This is Paul in North Andover, Mass.
This is Luana in Lexington, Massachusetts.
This is Lauren in Augusta, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over. And tomorrow and next year starts the same old thing again.
Dandy Don Meredith of the Dallas Cowboys, and before that, the Southern Methodist University Mustangs. 844-500-4242, and tonight is the national championship game between Clemson and LSU. I'm normally a Clemson fan because they're ACC, old ACC. That's UNC as well, but it's hard to root against LSU. I like that coach. He's a hard scrabble coach. You know, he came up the hard way. He's a Cajun, speaks French. Sounds like he's been smoking about 5 packs a day for the last 50 years. It's I don't know. It should be a good game though. I'm looking forward to it one way or the other. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey Howie, what do you think? You think Pelosi's growing mescaline grapes out there on a vineyard?
I don't know. I think this has really put a dent in her reputation as a political genius, hasn't it, Mike? This has not been well played by her.
You know, Howie, I heard you with Joe earlier, and you know, last week when Operation Dirtbag was going on, the Hoover report kind of slid under the radar. And you know, his wife Victoria has an actual witness, was never even interviewed on the nuclear thing with Clinton and the whole nine yards.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much stuff that has slid under the cracks here, you know, with all that's going on. I mean, they're still turning up new stuff in that Inspector General's report. You know, I mean, even the CIA, even Brennan didn't want to include most of that crap in the dossier, apparently. And Comey lied about it flat out and said that Brennan and the CIA wanted. It's not true, apparently. And you know who was pushing for, you know who was pushing to put the stuff in about the prostitutes stuff in the hotel room? Andrew McCabe, whose wife got $700,000 from Hillary Clinton's bundlers in Virginia when she was running for the legislature. And even Bruce Orr was saying it was BS. And Bruce Orr's wife was on the Clinton payroll through Fusion GPS. All these Clinton operatives. And now they're going on and talking to George Stephanopoulos, another Clinton operative. How dirty are these people? I'm Howie Carr.